The finishing touches are being done at this unique Ventura County store. Taking up quite a lot of the space inside is the owner. 6'4", 269-pound NFL linebacker Cassius Marsh.
I just finished my seventh season ending with the Steelers. Got drafted by Seattle Seahawks and jumped around to a couple of teams, but, you know, fairly successful career. Went to Oaks Christian right up the street from our shop here in Westlake Village, and so I've been playing ball for a good amount of time, and it's been great. It's an amazing platform for athletes, and I'm very thankful.
It's a niche market, but Westlake Village native Marsh is using his free time this off-season to open Cash Cards Unlimited, a storefront e-commerce-based marketplace to buy, sell, and trade Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, and sports playing cards.
This store is a passion project for me. It's turned into something with the potential to be a huge business because of what the trading card market has been doing. But I've been in trading cards since I was a young kid. I was huge into Pokemon as a young child. I got into Yu-Gi-Oh! As well. And then I found Magic the Gathering when I was about 11 years old. Walked into a local card shop in my hometown in Simi Valley. Hidden Fortress are actually still there. Great, great place. And I asked for Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. They said, we don't sell Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards here, but we sell Magic. And I didn't know what it was, so he told me to watch two people who were playing at the table in the store, and I fell in love with it.
What is it? Tell me.
Magic,
I have no clue.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering is one of the oldest, and it's definitely the most popular trading card game in the world. They have a world tour. They have a Hall of Fame, a pro league. There's an online gaming aspect to it as well. It's just a huge community of nerdy people playing a trading card game. How I would describe it is basically like fantasy world type stuff. A mix between like Harry Potter, Dungeons and Dragons, Marvel. Just a mix of like everything nerdy, and it's all into one trading card game. And you basically battle to win. It's very competitive, very interactive.
I was about to say, hey, what's the appeal? And then I think somewhere in that answer, you said it's very competitive. And that's probably answered my question. That's the appeal to you, isn't it?
Part of it, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a naturally competitive person, that was huge for me. But I think the art of the cards is what drew me in from Jump Street. I mean, the arts on these cards are just beautiful. They're really detailed, and they I've just always been a fan of art. I can't draw a lick. I'm terrible, but I love like animation and just like fantasy world type art. And so it really had that aspect for me. But the competitive nature of the actual game was great and still is to this day. Yeah.
A big part of his plan is to bring this fanatical community into the mainstream. And I can't imagine there's much that manages to stand in his way. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.